Have I forgotten the cross, my Lord, when I carry not my own?
Hi, Pastor Brandon here for readings for Wednesday, March 25th, 2020, from our daily reading plan, Seek Him, as we continue to seek Him together as a family of families through His Word. And that is what we're doing when we read these passages together, when we discuss these passages, as we are seeking Him. And I encourage you to discuss them with each other. Don't just take what I'm saying and thinking we're done, but have a discussion with your family, have a discussion with your friends, call someone up, especially in this time of the coronavirus. A phone call is a powerful thing, and say, hey, our readings today said this. What do you think about this? And engage in seeking Him together beyond this audio podcast. But today we're going to be reading Psalm 39, 1 through 6, Exodus 30, 17 through 31, 11, and Matthew 26, 31 through 35. We'll be starting with Psalm 39, 1 through 6. I said, I will guard my ways that I may not sin with my tongue. I will guard my mouth with a muzzle so long as the wicked are in my presence. I was mute and silent. I held my peace to no avail, and my distress grew worse. My heart became hot within me as I mused, and fire burned. Then I spoke with my tongue. O Lord, make me know my end and what is the measure of my days. Let me know how fleeting I am. Behold, you have made my days a few handbreadths, and my lifetime is as nothing before you. Surely all mankind stands as a mere breath. Selah. Surely a man goes about as a shadow. Surely for nothing they are in turmoil. Man heaps up wealth and does not know who will gather. Exodus 30, 17, 31 through 11. The Lord said to Moses, you shall also make a basin of bronze with its stand of bronze for washing. You shall put it between the tent of meeting and the altar, and you shall put water in it, with which Aaron and his sons shall wash their hands and their feet when they go into the tent of meeting, or when they come near the altar to minister, to burn a food offering to the Lord. They shall wash with water so that they may not die. They shall wash their hands and their feet so that they may not die. It shall be a statute forever to them, even to him and to his offspring throughout their generations. The Lord said to Moses, take the finest spices of liquid myrrh, 500 shekels, and a sweet-smelling cinnamon, half as much, that is 250, and a 250 of aromatic cane, and 500 of cassia, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, and a hin of olive oil, and you shall make these a sacred anointing oil blended as by the perfumer. It shall be a holy anointing oil. With it you shall anoint the tent of meeting and the ark of the testimony and the table and all its utensils and the lampstand and its utensils and the altar of incense and the altar of burnt offering with all its utensils and the basin and its stand. You shall consecrate them that they may be most holy. Whatever touches them will become holy. You shall anoint Aaron and his sons and consecrate them that they may serve at me as priest. And you shall say to the people of Israel, this shall be my holy anointing oil throughout your generations. It shall not be poured on the body of an ordinary person, and you shall make no other like it in composition. It is holy, and it shall be holy to you. Whoever compounds any like it, or whoever puts any of it on an outsider, shall be cut off from his people. The Lord said to Moses, take sweet spices, stacte and ancha and galbum, sweet spices with pure frankincense, of each shall there be an equal part, and make an incense blended as by the perfumer, seasoned with salt, pure and holy. You shall beat some of it very small, and put part of it before the testimony in the tent of meeting, where you shall meet, where I shall meet with you. It shall be most holy for you, and the incense that you shall make according to its composition you shall not make for yourself. It shall be for you holy to the Lord. Whoever makes any like it to use as perfume shall be cut off from his people. The Lord said to Moses, see, I have called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and I have filled him with the Spirit of God, with ability and intelligence, with knowledge and all craftsmanship, to devise artistic designs, to work in gold, silver, and bronze, in cutting stones for setting, and in carving wood, to work in every craft. And behold, I have appointed with him Oliab, the son of Ahishmach, of the tribe of Dan, and I have given to all able men ability that they may make all that I have commanded you, the tent of meeting and the ark of the testimony and the mercy seat that is on it, and all the furnishings of the tent, the table and its utensils, and the pure lampstand with all its utensils, and the altar of incense, and the altar of burnt offerings with all of its utensils, and the basin and its stand, and the finely worked garments, the holy garments for Aaron, the priest, and the garments of his sons for their service as priest, and the anointing oil, and the fragrant incense for the holy place, according to all that I've commanded you, they shall do. Matthew 26, 31 through 35. Then Jesus said to them, you will all fall away because of me this night. For it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. But after I am raised up, I will go before you to Galilee. Peter answered him, though they all fall away because of you, I will never fall away. Jesus said to him, truly I tell you, this very night before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times. Peter said to him, even if I must die with you, I will not deny you. And all the disciples said the same. Now, before we jump into that Matthew passage, I want to go back to Exodus. Earlier in our readings of Exodus, you know, I talked about all these things with all these specifications that God was telling Moses to craft and construct, that God already had in mind. God already had an intention of who was going to do this. And this is where we see this in chapter 31, this first part of 31. He's already ordained. He's already anointed. He's already equipped the people to do this work. And he's going to tell Moses, go get these guys, and they're going to go do this work, all the work that I've told you to do, all these craft, master craftsmanship, these hard works I have already anointed with the Spirit of God, with ability and intelligence, with knowledge and all craftsmanship, to devise artistic designs, to work in gold, silver, and bronze, in cutting of stones for setting, and in carving wood, to work in every craft. God doesn't make a plan halfway. God makes sure that his plan is fully saw to, and it's done the way that God intends for it to be done. God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven, and God uses his people to do his will here on earth as it is in heaven. And isn't this amazing? Because it once again shows that God doesn't call the equipped. He equips the called. God says that he has given the Spirit to this man and the people that will be working with him. God says that he's the one that's made them able. And God makes you able as well, right now, right here in the season that we find ourselves in, able to do the work of Jesus, to be the hands and feet of Jesus, even with the social distancing rules, even with all the things going on. God knows what we are going through. God knew what we were going to go through. And God has equipped us more than ever to be his church. The question is, will we be his church? Will we be his people? And will we do the work that he's equipped us to do? Even though we may have been scattered for a moment, as will happen to the disciples, will we see him raised up? And will we through this come together and truly follow Jesus? Let us not be overconfident. Let us not become prideful or conceited as Peter does. I love what Peter says. And he says this right in front of all the other disciples. Truly, I tell you this very night. I'm sorry. Peter answered him. Though they all, talking about the other disciples, will fall away because of you, I will never fall away. And in reality, Jesus knows that there's going to be a trial that's going to come. Peter is going to succumb to temptation in this trial. And he tells them, truly, I tell you this very night before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times. We got to be careful to not be prideful and conceited. And we must humbly seek the Lord and pray to the Lord, especially in this season, that he would give us strength upon strength, wisdom beyond wisdom, discernment beyond discernment, to do the work that he has put in store for us, the work that he has called us to since the beginning of time, since the foundations of the earth, to be the church he has called us to be right here, right now, this generation, in this day. And that is an amazing thing our word today from the word of the Lord teaches us through the Psalm, through Exodus, through Matthew, through the entirety of his word. Seek him with us. Continue to dig into these passages today. Dig in together. Call someone and say, hey, let's talk about the readings today. Connect, be the community of Christ, and let us be the hands and feet that we were made to be, that God has equipped us to be for him in this present day and age. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen and amen.